and we're broadcasting today from Colorado as part of our election road trip. It's a state that, as we talked about yesterday, has already legalized medical and recreational marijuana. But one veteran of the Iraq War has sued the state in the hopes of getting Colorado to go a step further and list PTSD as a condition that can be treated with pot. That's something 18 other states have done. I met Iraq War veteran Kurt Bean at his workplace, a timber company outside of Denver, and asked him why he's fighting to get veterans access to medical marijuana for PTSD.
Well, there's a variety of reasons, of course. The biggest one being there needs to be as many resources as possible to allow veterans to be successful. And one big one to be successful is to be, you know, clear of anxiety, clear of depression, clear of insomnia, and clear of any kind of pain they're having. And medical marijuana is a great way to, you know, fix all those problems with a healthy and positive solution.
Although the studies that exist out there so far, I guess, are not good enough for the Colorado Department of Public Health. They say that the evidence doesn't exist yet. They don't know. They don't have enough peer-reviewed studies to say what you're saying.
Which is a really silly statement, because they don't allow enough research to be had to, like, allow them to do enough studies to prove that it is, you know, a valuable commodity for veterans and for the society.
Now, some people may wonder, well, what's the big deal in Colorado? Because as somebody of age, you can go and buy marijuana if you want it for recreational use and just use it for PTSD.
Right, of course. Yeah, but there's a couple of big problems with that. For one, when you go into a dispensary, you say, hey, I have PTSD. This is how they'll specifically treat it, you know, through their avenues. And also, medical marijuana is about half the price of recreational marijuana. So if you're using marijuana regularly to treat certain symptoms, it's going to add up really fast to be something that can, you know, may not be sustainable for you long term if it's twice as cost as it usually is. And lastly, the biggest problem is the perception of medical marijuana not being a valuable use for PTSD. You know, if there was a standard that the medical marijuana was applicable for PTSD, then more veterans would use it. Right now, everyone's looking at, in Colorado, always veterans that are trying to abide the legal system. They're like, hey, medical marijuana isn't an option for me because the state hasn't deemed it an option for me right now, which is really silly to me.
You feel that there's a stigma for people to go in and buy it recreationally if that what they want to do is use it medically.
Yeah, there is a stigma, you know, and I mean, there's a lot of veterans, you know, myself included, when I first got out of the military, you know, I never tried marijuana before, and there's a stigma attached to marijuana in general. And until you try it, until you experience it, until you know, you know, how it can affect you in a positive way, you don't know, like, you know, the after effects and, like, the ripple effects, how you can be a functional adult in society. I mean, a lot of these veterans are on so many opiates and so many different drugs, they can barely function, you know, and then they get off of those opiates and get on the medical marijuana, and they're, you know, producers in their society and their family life and their community, which is a huge part of it, is our whole country is successful. If our veterans are successful, our country as a whole will be successful.
Did you ever think that when you went to Iraq that you would be somebody that was dealing with PTSD afterwards?
I don't know. Like, I never really, I mean, it wasn't, you know, in your head when you're over there. Like, when you're in war and when you're a soldier, you're really focused on what's in front of you, not that you're thinking about, you know, what's coming after. You just want to survive, you know. So no, I didn't really think about it. I knew near the end of my service that it was going to be an issue. Because I had guys that got out before I did and said, hey, start filing your status and start, you know, applying for different programs. So that way when you get out, you're going to be successful. And you know, I did a little bit of that, but not nearly enough for sure.
That's Kurt Bean, who is leading the fight to get PTSD listed in Colorado as a condition that can be treated by medical marijuana. As his lawsuit makes its way through the courts, a legislative panel has endorsed what he's asking for. That endorsement means the issue will be sent to the Colorado State Senate, which returns to work in January.